T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A lot of attention right now, as it should be, is on COVID-19. But there are people who may have mild fever, chills, symptoms of the regular flu, maybe a sprained ankle or other minor emergency that normally require urgent care. Should folks with those issues still visit an urgent care center or call ahead to visit an urgent care center?
Yeah, there's certainly people that still need care that is not COVID related. And as you mentioned, people still can cut themselves and may need stitches and do not want to go to the hospital, sprained ankles, things as such. So absolutely. Things to ask, certainly if you do go to urgent care, find out if the urgent care is separating essentially people who are suspected to have COVID or really any respiratory disease or fevers, and how they're separating them from, you know, the folks who may have, let's say, sprained ankles or others. Our centers, we have somebody up front to triage, to really screen and ask these ask patients whether they have any symptoms that are even suggestive of COVID. We know those symptoms are expanding, so we're expanding really to try to capture as many of these folks as possible. Those people either be brought back masked and brought back to specific rooms, or even asked to wait in their car until we are ready. The people who do not have any of those symptoms, in a similar fashion, our waiting rooms will really be non-respiratory type patients. And quite honestly, these days, most of the times, there's really not even a wait. If you screen out of those types of symptoms, you could even be brought back to a room, and be taken care of for, again, those other illnesses or injuries that are out there. I do think it's also a good idea to even call ahead the urgent care and say, hey, you know, I've got these symptoms. Are you still seeing? And most urgent cares, including ours at ImmuniCare, we're absolutely trying to keep the people safe, even the non-COVID patients.
And what precautions are in place, not just to protect your staff, but the people who do come in with the sprains, cuts, and minor illnesses?
Sure. So again, catching people up front, screening, asking about these questions, but also all of our rooms also. Most centers, urgent care centers locally and nationally, should have designated rooms, certainly where you keep more of the respiratory illnesses, and other rooms, more procedural rooms where you can do lacerations and things as such. Cleaning also, this is something that is really coming into quite a focus, about using the right disinfectants, the right amount of time in between rooms, room usage, and really for the staffing. It's not only the patients, but it's also the staff to ensure that they're safe, to make sure that they have adequate PPE as well as regular cleaning, after every single use of room.
Dr. Chow, how many COVID-19 patients have you seen at your facilities compared to the non-COVID cases, the minor illnesses, cuts, sprains, that sort of deal?
So that becomes difficult to answer with respect to testing. We all know that there's some limited amounts of testing that's available currently that's reserved really for high-risk patients, hospitalized patients. We are seeing patients who come in who have symptoms suggestive of COVID, but we also have patients, as exactly that you mentioned. There's still strep throat, there's allergies, there's asthma, There's other injuries. So really a broad range right now. But with the lack of testing, again, we have to go on our clinical diagnosis. But certainly it is out there right now, even without testing. And we take the essentially the universal precautions that we would presume people have it and make sure we're protecting ourselves and our patients.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.